With the summer cultural season in full expression, I can only touch upon some of the highlights that I think you should know about. Here's a little sketch to help you decide what you might do this weekend and early next week. At PS21's performance tent in Chatham, singer and multi-instrumentalist Dom Flemons, a founding member of the Grammy Award-winning black folk ensemble Carolina Chocolate Drops, will perform old-time string band music with his trio on Saturday at 8 p.m. Flemons will be joined by Brian Farrow on bass and fiddle and Mike Johnson on drums. Dom Flemons is widely lauded for reintroducing old-time African-American string band music to a new generation. I saw Toshi Regan last weekend perform as part of the spectacular Blues Project at Jacob's Pillow, along with Michelle Dorance and Dorance Dance. Regan returns to the Berkshires this weekend with her voice, guitar, and an all-star lineup of instrumentalists and vocalists to bring The Love Session, Michael Jackson versus Prince, a deep dive into the songbooks of two American soul pop icons, to Courtyard C at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8. Now, for years, I've been hearing talk of legendary concerts by rock singer-songwriter Alejandro Escovedo, but I've never had the chance to see him. I watched a YouTube video of him the other day, and I thought to myself, wow, this guy could be the Mexican-American Bruce Springsteen. And then I watched another YouTube video of him, and sure enough, there was Bruce Springsteen showing up unannounced and performing with him in concert. Turns out Springsteen is a huge fan, such a huge fan that Escovedo is now managed by the same team that manages Bruce Springsteen. Now, I'm not saying that Springsteen is going to show up at Escovedo's show tonight at 9 at Club Helsinki Hudson, but I am betting that this will be one of the most memorable rocking concerts I've seen in quite a while. Also coming to Helsinki Hudson this weekend, Elin Jewell, self-styled queen of the minor key, brings her blend of noirish rockabilly, surf-tinged country, retro rock, and jazzy folk to the nightclub on Saturday at 9 p.m. Over at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Nederlands Dance Theater 2, or ND2, returns with a program of diverse works by Israel's Sharon Eyal and Guy Baher, Swedish choreographer Johan Inger, and two U.S. premieres by NDT house choreographers Paul Lightfoot and Saul Leon, tonight through Sunday. Also at the Pillow this weekend, genre-fusing Big Dance Theater returns with evening-length work. Alan Smithy directed this play triple feature in the Doris Duke Theater through Sunday. The classic Tony Award-winning musical Bells Are Ringing, with books and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolf Green, music by Julie Stein, and original production, staging, and choreography by Jerome Robbins and Bob Fosse, is being staged at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield now through Sunday, July 26th. Not to be overlooked in all the hoopla surrounding concerts by the masterful Boston Symphony Orchestra Tanglewood, on Monday night at 8 in Ozawa Hall, the Fellows of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra will offer the world premiere of a new work for French horn and string orchestra by the dynamic contemporary composer Osvaldo Golijov, one of my most favorite living composers. The next night, jazz great Wynton Marsalis leads the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra at Ozawa Hall on Tuesday night. Looking ahead to mid-next week, Yidstock, the Festival of New Yiddish Music, featuring some of the greatest klezmer bands in North America and Europe, kicks off on Thursday night with the Klezmatics and runs throughout next weekend at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Mass. Saturday night's concert features So-Called from Montreal, who has single-handedly dragged klezmer and Yiddish music kicking and screaming into the hip-hop era. More information about that and everything else I've spoken about here today is available on my website at rogovoyreport.com. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.